Next up, Happy Cast, January 2nd, 2010.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days.
Folks, as the new year begins, I would like to make a few comments in regard to terrorists. This is against my whole being because I really feel there's too many opinionated newsmen on the air today anyway. But anyway, the last few years I've been trying desperately to find out the reason why anyone could hate another human being so much that they're willing to give up their own life for the sole purpose of killing their fellow man. Now, is it because even though we found no weapons of mass destruction, we bombed them anyway? I don't know. Do they believe if they blow themselves up, they become martyrs for all eternity? What is it or who is it that fills a human mind with such hatred? Are these terrorist young people who are brainwashed by the older, more educated leaders of their country, who train and teach them that we are their enemies, who want to destroy them and their country? Do they convince these young people that we are only interested in killing them as they must kill us first? Sacrifice your life, those who hate us, and you become a martyr for all eternity. They've also promised them other rewards, which I refuse to mention over this wholesome radio station. Most of you adults who follow the subject of terrorists know what I'm talking about. You know, if the leaders of the Al-Qaeda or other radical groups of the Middle East teach and train their young people to think like this and die this way, there has to be a reason. You know, World War II, the Germans were in the war because they really thought they were the superior race. Hitler thought they were the superior race, and he wanted to conquer the world. He had a reason. That was his reason. Japan went to war with us because they believed we had them backed up against a wall, and we were strangling their economics. They had no choice. They felt they had no choice. Italy, even though they were only in the war a short time, they wanted to be on the winning side, and Mussolini really felt that they were going to win the war, the Japanese and the Germans. He wanted to make sure that he was with the winners. In their minds, they all had a reason to make war. I ask myself, why do terrorists hate us so much they want to destroy us? You know, all you have to do is look at the airports. We're getting tired of this, of checking baggage. We're getting tired of security people all around our train stations, our subways. We're tired of homeland security. Let's hope that we have guidance for the political leaders of the world this new year, and make a solution to bring peace to the world. Otherwise, we're going to either have annihilation or just get out of there entirely. Happy Cass.
Happy Cass. He always gives us something to think about. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you again next week.